Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And my producer, Sus, tells me I've got someone on the hotline checking in who I didn't ask to come on the show tonight because I was guaranteed that he was going to be asleep by now. I used to stay up with him till all hours of the morning, but he's no spring chicken anymore. I thought he would have been in bed. Minka, what the hell are you still doing up?
The bottom line is this, and first of all, and I don't know if you answered that, it was Kelly West.
West, that's it.
If I'm not mistaken, it is not. It's hot 97 now, but I think it was 103, or something like that.
That's what Ricky said.
He said that. Yeah,
yeah.
He's right. It was a hot 103 at the time, and the studios were right next to each other.
Back to back. Oh yeah,
back to back. And you know what? We had a lot of memories on the overnights, and I worked with folks, if you don't know, we did the updates every 15 minutes.
For an hour.
Every 15 minutes, and they came quick. And I worked with Jody for quite a while. You know, the first year of the radio station, and folks would probably not understand this, was getting through the first year was difficult from, you know, a personnel standpoint, a person standpoint, because, you know, this was a brand new format that started, and we basically had no idea what we were doing.
Right. We were making it up as we were going along.
We were making it up as we were, yeah, and we didn't. Overnights, we had wrestling spots.
Hey, don't say that with love. Don't say that with any question.
Hey, Rich Mancuso, and we had a good time. And but I do have to say this: to say that you stayed up with me for every single moment of midnight to six, you know. It's not true.
Well, that's 100% false. I never fell asleep, not on the air. But here's where I would admit, because yeah. As Minko
so,
correctly
no, you didn't
points
fall
out,
asleep on the air. No. That is true.
Someone else in the history of WFAN may have actually done that. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
No, here's where we can pull back the curtain a little bit, because
yeah.
Minko was in there every 15 minutes. And he had enough info to do 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, or whatever. Every once in a while, I would tell Mink at 4:30, somewhere there. About we wouldn't do it early. We wouldn't do it around midnight. But sometime in the wee hours of the morning, when we think most people had gone to bed, I would go, "Yo, Mink, you got like a 20-minute update for me?" And he'd go, "Yeah, I can add three of my updates in together, and it'll probably come out to about 20 minutes. Why don't you take a 20-minute update here?" And I would go into the studios of Hot 103 and hang with Kelly West. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, some young girls would check in, and he would promise tickets, and he would get them to say things or do things. Oh, man, I had a good time hanging out in the studios of Hot 103. And Minka would be in doing an 18-minute update because I asked him to, and damn if he didn't cover all 18 minutes.
And folks, that's all true. it's all true.
And neither one of us got fired for it. I'm at least taking a risk here. You don't have to sweat it anymore,
oh,
Mr. Retired Man.
You took risks. I don't need to say what they were, but you took risks.
Yeah, probably.
There was one weekend you took a weekend off, and we had Rock Newman.
Yes,
as a guest host. And I don't know what it was, but it was that 3 o'clock hour, and there was a party in Detroit, and Rock Newman put Tommy Hearns on the air.
Really?
It was not a coherent interview.
If I knew that, I had forgotten it, but I remember Rock filling in, and I don't know if you heard it earlier when I had Ricardo on. I take credit for Iron Eagle becoming the broadcaster that he is, because when I hung up my shingle for doing weekend overnights, they asked me who I thought would be the best person to replace me, and I said that young intern Eagle is damn good. I know he's young, but we've used a couple of that. Rock Newman got a drunk Tommy Hitman Hearns on the phone. You shouldn't hire him. I'd give it to Iron Eagle.
Yeah.
So that's why Eagle has become the broadcaster he is, because I told him to put him on the weekend overnights.
So I did the updates for Rock Newman, and it comes to be about 5:45 or 5:30 or something like that. It's last half hour. And so Rock Newman goes to me. He says, I had a good time tonight, but I can't do this again. Tomorrow night I have to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not coming in. And he didn't come in, and I ended up doing –
You
helped, doing
you
the
hosted
show
the show and did
the
updates
the entire night.
All right, I don't remember that either. I guess my memory isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
All right, Minko, how's retired life treating you?
Hey, you know what? It takes getting used to. You know, like right now. I mean, I don't. You know, I'm not getting up in the morning. I have nowhere to
go.
You know, important. You know, or anything like that. And I talked to Ed Coleman earlier today. And talk to Summers and, you know, some of the other, you know, originals from you know, that time. And, you know, it was an interesting time. I tweeted. Could you imagine? We didn't have tweets. You know,
no.
And the thing is, you know, when we did scores and updates, we were, you know, 2 to 3 innings behind because we got our scores, you know, from the Associated Press wires. So we didn't, you know, when we had it wasn't like today where you get these scores instantly. And the main preface of WFAN 35 years ago, and the older folks that are listening will probably remember this, there was something called Sports Phone, and the aim was to put Sports Phone out of business.
Yes.
Which happened.
Yeah,
and
did.
I don't know if it was because of us, but it did happen. And that was why the updates were every 15 minutes, was to give the scores so you wouldn't have to spend your nickels and dimes on Sports Phone. That was the original premise of the radio station. And where it went wrong in the beginning is that was the premise. The talk show host was secondary behind the update person.
Yeah.
That and obviously that did not work. but they were able to
figured it out before it went down in flames. You are correct there.
And here are some facts and figures. You know, FAN started at 10:50, and FAN in the space of a year and a half put 2 legendary AM radio stations basically out of business. WHN, which was the old 1050, and WNBC,
right,
which 66. So, you know, we not only took over one legendary station, we took over 2. And the other thing was the Mets were not happy with us in the beginning, because in 88, the Mets were playing a Dodgers in the playoffs. So what did FAN do? Change frequencies. So the flagship station and the flagship frequency of the Mets changed for the the playoff series against the Dodgers.
Is that when it changed? Is that when Imus came on? It was right in the middle of the playoffs?
Yeah, because I think what you, and this is probably nitpicking, you know, to say that Imus joined us. No. It's the other way around.
Yeah.
We joined him. Imus was never on 1050, ever.
Right. No, that's why that was part of the deal.
We
got the better signal, but more importantly, we got Don Imus.
That's exactly right. And he brought in the revenue, which was missing from FAN, and that revenue enabled the other day parts to develop, and obviously they developed pretty well.
Exactly. All right, Minky, I got a couple questions for you, and then I got people waiting on all that when I get back to them. Give me your scouting report of these three WFAN All-Stars. Ed Coleman.
Eddie, you know what? He had a history. He came with John Shannon.
No. See, you're not picking up on what I'm saying. I'm not talking about his ability to do talk shows or updates or whatever. I'm talking about Coach John Minko in his red sweater. Give me the basketball scouting report on Ed Coleman.
Ed Coleman, he could hit the big shot, hit a buzzer beater in a WFAN basketball game we had at Iona. And he showed up for just about every game, A, and two, he played almost every minute. So
yeah, Eddie,
if this was a situation that we, you know, used the roster, we didn't use the roster.
Eddie could fill it up from the outside.
We never had anyone that was shy about shooting.
Give me the scouting report on Mike Breen.
Mike liked to shoot. I mean, everybody did. Russo liked to shoot. Louis Ruffino liked to shoot. We didn't pass the ball very well.
No, whoa. You had one player who was willing to pass the ball because he was the best point guard that you had.
You did distribute. Yes, you did. But you know what, though? We drew some big crowds.
Yes.
In those days. And I remember, and I was talking to Eddie about it. We played out at Wheatley High School out on the island for a few years. I don't know how many, two or three. And the first couple of years, we filled the place. I mean, and it was rocking. And I remember in the fourth quarter, I call a timeout, and the place is going nuts. And I just stood there, and I said, you know, this is kind of cool.
You know who I remember meeting at Wheatley High School? A college-aged Kenny Albert, because the Alberts lived out there in Long Island very close. And Kenny came over after the game. Listen to you guys on the fan. I'm home from college. You might know my father, Marv Albert. I'm going, yeah, I know who your father is. I had never met Kenny. I didn't even know who he was. He was in college still at the time. But I remember I met him at Wheatley. You're right. We used to pack the joint out there. All right. Last thing, I want to give credit to another. I don't think he was an original. I think he came shortly thereafter. Because Minko is, without a doubt, my favorite update guy of all time. And I've had so many friggin' up to 35 years. So many different people have come through the station and done the update. Great guys, great people, Mr. Matt, Bob Uecker, whatever else. But maybe the most impressive, I'm going to make you guess at this. Who was the most impressive update guy to ever work at WFAN?
Impressive.
And then I will explain to you why he was the most impressive.
I tell you, the great Lou Botta did updates.
And not Lou.
But not Lou Botta.
Nope.
Yeah, you know, and I
not
remember.
Not Bob Uecker, not Rich Ackerman, not John Minko, Erica Herskovitz, God, I love her, but
Mike,
not her, no.
Mike Breen did updates.
Breen, well, he did them on Imus. He didn't do it for me.
He was there after 10 o'clock. He was there till noon. His shift was until noon.
All right, so he did
Don
some midday's
Krinke,
update.
Don Krinke,
Krinke
did
was good, yes. Good, and Krinke had a great sense of humor. No, I'll tell you who the greatest update person ever at WFAN was.
All right.
he replaced you in a couple different ways. He became an update guy at FAN. Then he became the voice of the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, Mark Boyle.
Mark Boyle would come in. And this is, he was early on after Minko outgrew Jody McDonald in the weekend overnights. He would do weekend overnights for me, not all the time, but every once in a while. And this was still while the station was doing.
He became full time.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was with me for a good period of time. The four-an-hour gig, 10, top of the hour, 15, 30, 45. He would come in and do the first hour, and then the second hour, and then the third hour, and the fourth hour. By the time he got to about the fifth hour, he would come in with his rundown, his notes, his scripts, whatever he called them, to do the update. And he would come in and sit in a chair, and he'd put them in a nice little pile, and they'd play the music, and then he'd start to do the update. And he would look at the ceiling, and he wouldn't even look down at his scripts because he had done them so many times so far,
right.
4 times an hour for 5 hours. By the 5 o'clock hour, he wouldn't even look at them anymore. So I thought it was a little obnoxious on his part. So one time he comes in, 5 o'clock, and he puts down the scripts. He puts them in a nice little pile, and he starts to do the update. And I reach over and grab the scripts. I'm going to check him that he's not just making up these scores as he's going along. And damn it if he didn't go through an entire NBA sked, NHL, might have been college football at the time. He left out one score. He literally did 30 scores, and he had all 29 of them right. He left out one of the 30 scores. And I said to him afterward, yeah, but you didn't give Colgate New Hampshire. And he goes, I'm sorry. He apologized for missing the one score. It was amazing. It was one of the most amazing things I'd ever seen. And he got the whole thing right. That's why he's the greatest update guy of all time. Because of that one night and that one feat that just floored me that he was able to do it. He's a good guy. He's not quite the pacer play caller that you were, but he's pretty damn good at that, too.
No, and he's a very good play-by-play guy.
Yeah, he is.
Because now with today's, things, the phones and all this stuff, you know, I've heard him do games. And hey, when we were young, you know, you had to look to see what you could get on the AM dial and try and you get KDKA in Pittsburgh and some of these other states, CAU in Philadelphia, you know,
You don't need to be bothered with that. Right. All you got to do is find out where's the app. Get the app, punch it up, hook it up to your phone, and you can catch any game anywhere in the entire United States.
It's amazing.
Minky, thank you for staying up to talk to me, buddy. I appreciate it greatly. I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
Thank you. And I said this before. Today is an important day, obviously, for FAN. But it's, you know what? Considering it's the first and considering its history, it's a big day for sports radio, period. Because basically the early history of sports talk radio 24 hours is at 34-12 36th Street, and two of us were there.
Yes, in the catacombs of the Kaufman Astoria Studios.
Or in other words, we worked in the only place where you had to walk upstairs to get to the basement.
Exactly right. We were in the dungeon. And, yeah, by the time we got out of there, it was coming apart at the seams. It was never a great place to work, but it was
coming apart when we first started.
like I said, it wasn't the greatest place to work ever. But it was fun working with you during the day, Mink. Glad to hear you doing so well. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, buddy.
Yep. Thank you.
That is John Minko, who won't be celebrating a birthday for another 6 months because I will forever remember Minko's birthday because it's the day before mine, which stinks because I have to remember to wish him a happy birthday, and then he gets to remember the next day. Well, but of course he remembers because it's the next day. I also have a very good friend whose birthday is the day after mine. And, oh, by the way, Minko's a couple years older than I am. My buddy is born the exact – he is one day younger than I am. I am one day older than him. So I always have to call him first. He's got to call me first because my birthday comes first. I like being on the back end a little bit better. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.